Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My little brother is super good at impressions. His impressions of famous people are cool, sure, but the best is when he does them of people that we know. He used to answer the phone pretending to be friends or friends' siblings or his friends' dads. Sometimes people couldn't even tell the difference between him and their own family, which was always so funny. But what does this have to do with today's Devo? Well, stick around and you'll find out. It's called Whose Voice Is That? By Melissa Yeagle. Every time I get a voicemail from my mom, I smile. I've heard her voice almost every day of my life. So if I know anyone's voice, it's hers. What always makes me smile is the fact that she still feels the need to tell me that it's her leaving the voicemail. It's not just my mom's voice that I hear and I instantly know. I have some close friends and family members I talk with all the time. They can leave a voicemail without a name, and I know who they are. But if someone I didn't know very well left me a message without a name, I would have no clue who they were. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice and follow him. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, we become his sheep. He is our good shepherd. So as Christians, we spend time listening to his voice so we can know it and follow him. We can do this by absorbing the truth of the gospel, meditating on who Jesus is and what he has done in the pages of God's word, the Bible. Throughout the Bible, God reveals his unending love and steadfast character, ultimately making him known to us through Jesus. As we press into relationship with Jesus through spending time in his word, in prayer, and with his people, it will become easier and easier for us to discern his voice. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. How have you heard people talk about listening to God's voice? Have you ever tried to listen to God's voice? What was that like? The primary way God speaks to us is through his word, the Bible. And the gospel, good news, is the lens through which we understand his word. Because the whole Bible points to Jesus and hinges on his death and resurrection. If you want to know more about the gospel, head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. Learning to listen to God's voice takes time, and we'll keep learning until the day that Jesus returns. Then we won't need to discern anymore because we'll see Jesus face to face. But in the meantime, if we know Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives in us, reminding us of everything Jesus said and helping us discern his voice. We can also talk to trusted Christians and help each other answer questions like, does this agree with the Bible? Does this glorify God the Father and God the Son? Does this bring the fruit of the Spirit and hope or condemnation and fear? Remember, God will never ask us to sin, and he will never break his promises. As you and I can read in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John chapter 10, verses 1 through 30, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have the Unlocked Devo app downloaded? If not, I encourage you to head over to any major Play Store and download the Unlocked Devo app. On it, you'll find all kinds of goodies, including the audio and written Devos and extra bonus verses from today's Devo. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Between You and God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Maddie, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.